initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Kuyambitsa kukula kwa moyo wa uzimu mumpingo.
By Paul Bucknell.
Ophunzitsa Paul Bucknell.
Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda.
Ndipo Roderick Banda adamasulira kuchoka kuchingerezi kupita kuchichewa.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
Koma amene adasindikiza zonse ndi Biblical Foundations for Freedom.
www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Kupangitsa kuti choona ndi cha Mulungu chitumikire pakati pa anthu onse mumbadwe uno watsopano.
Session 6, The Flow Level 2.
Kunziro 6, imene ndi njira koma yamakulidweyo, gawo la chiwiri.
The Overcomer from 1 John 2, 12-14.
Pamenepa tikuona wogonjetsa kuyambira pa 1 Yohane 2, ndi Mega 12, 14.
I can welcome you to the sixth session, Establishing Hope.
Ndifuna kukulandirani kuphunziro ili lachisanu ndi chimodzi la kukhazikitsa chiyembekezo.
So we're going to be discussing those young men.
Ndifuna tsopano tiyambe kukambirana zokhudzana ndi anyamata.
Part of initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Kodi tikhoza kulimbikitsa bwanji kukula kwa moyo wauzimu mu mpingo.
I say initiating because they need to think.
Ndikunena zakuyamba ndi kukhazikitsa pakuti zimafunika tiganize.
Our churches are often just not growing, they're just there.
And how is that be the mipingo yathu sikukula idango imapena pake.
But John is saying, don't just think of your church as one church group.
Koma Yohane akutilangiza kuchitika makambaza chalichi tisamangona kagulu kamodzi pakona pena pake.
You want to think about them in three groups.
Tena kuwaganizira mipingo magulu atatu.
We looked yesterday at 1 John 2, 12-14. We'll look at that again. But it's important for us to remember that God's Spirit is working in the church. But at each level, in each group, God's working in a different way. So let me ask you some questions to kind of think about some of the issues we're facing at this second grouping. Is it possible for believers to overcome all temptations? It's a question we need to think serious about. Because if you say yes, then you have to say how. Or the next question. Why is it that many Christians do not grow to their fullest? What would your church be like if they were all mature believers, or mostly? Of course, there will be new believers. There will be young believers. But after 3 years, they should grow to the fullest. But that's not happening often. Even many of our leaders aren't there. Well, one of the challenges we have. How can we keep all the believers growing? If they're growing, they're growing towards Christ. So that's good. Let's pray as we continue. Almighty Father, thank you for your amazing grace. Open our hearts and minds to your teaching. Let the truth of God sink into our minds so we understand the church. Lord, many of us have given up hope in one or more areas of life. Rescue us. Let us grow out of those areas, O Lord. Let us see the power of God to be like that Shire River. Driving through this room here. Moving through our hearts. Releasing us from our sins. Conquering all sorts of evil. Come, O Lord. We need you, O Lord. We ask in Jesus to
pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So as we look at this chart on the right, you'll see the three circles. So the smallest is the new believer. Spiritual life brings us into the beginning stages. Yesterday we looked at a number of ways that God works with new believers to grow them. And it's so important to give personal care to new believers. And one of the things we need to realize is after a new believer comes the spiritually young believers. So this is a physical analogy that we're all aware of, growth and development in the family. And God uses those same truths to help us understand spiritual development and growth. As we grow, we're going to find that we are challenged with faith. I'll explain that faith is a key component to spiritual life. If we want to grow in our life, spiritual life, we must grow in our spiritual faith. Because it is our faith that ascertains and understands the truth of God and Himself. If we find that we're not growing in a certain area, know for sure you are lacking faith in that area. I'm not talking about knowledge of truth. The Pharisees knew a lot of truth. The disciples that followed Jesus knew a lot of truth. But the issue of faith is important. I know there's a lot of people that talk about faith out there. They want to use it like magic. It's not the same. But we will look at the biblical understanding of faith. And I want you all to be encouraged. Because we can grow in faith. We just understand some things. By God's grace, we'll understand those. I plan on having a little longer workshop on this area this afternoon. Now we'll use an example of how to overcome worry. Now, I'll use some examples in my life where I worry. So let's go on and understand this a little bit more. So what we find is the young men represent the young Christians. Now, we're really thinking about time-wise by young at first, is what we're thinking.
A new believer, let's give them 6 months.
Maybe 1 year. How long does God want a young man to grow? Maybe 3 years. Maybe four. The rest of our life
should be here.
Why do I say 3 to 4 years? We know there's a time limit.
The
physical analogy, the baby is temporary. But there's a time when that young baby becomes a young man.
But
both of them are temporary. But once I'm a father, I'm a father. That's going to go on the rest of my life. But you know, if you're young and you're bouncing around, I notice some of you bounce around even if you're a little older. God bless you. But you know, some of us can't do that too well. But this is the overcome stage. The young man is where you overcome, and it's the battle of faith. Let's look at 1 John 2:12 to 14, like we did yesterday. First John chapter 2, 12, 14. I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I've written to you, children, because you know the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
Ndikulemberani tiana popeza machimo anu adakhululukidwa kwa inu mwa dzina lake. Ndikulemberani atate popeza mwamzindikira iye amene ali kuyambira pachiyambi. Ndikulemberani anyamata popeza mwamlaka woyipayo. Ndakulemberani ana popeza mwamzindikira atate. Ndakulemberani atate popeza mwamzindikira iye amene ali kuyambira pachiyambi. Ndakulemberani anyamata popeza muli amphamvu ndi mawu a Mulungu akhala mwa inu ndipo mwamlaka oyipayo.
Now one of the important things that happen is we have to study God's word.
Chinthu chimodzi chofunika kwambiri chimene timene kukhala nacho mkati mwa moyo wathu ndicho chakuti tizisanthula mawu ake a Mulungu.
Now what does John say that is happening in the lives of the young men?
Kodi Yohane akunena kuti chikuchitika ndichani mmoyo mwa mnyamata?
We see that he mentions them twice.
Ndipo tikuona kuti anyamatawa akuwatchula kawiri.
So can you tell me?
Tsono tiyeni mudya tina chidadziwo muti uyu.
Yeah, look at your Bible, that has the answer.
Muone mbaibulo ndipo muli mayankho.
Anybody?
Alipo amene akufuna kuyamba kuyankha?
What's John say about the young man?
Yohane akunena chani za anyamata?
They are strong.
They are strong. Again?
China?
They're courageous.
They're courageous. That's similar to being strong. It's a good parallel word, though. They've overcome the evil one. There's one more. They're zealous. Yeah, that comes part of the strong, I think. But there's one more. The words of God abide in them. Good. You know, when we read God's word, we have to think why it says what it's saying. When we think about these three things that John said, we have to realize that these three things are significant about young men. Yeah, just think about it. John is saying that young men, young believers, have overcome the evil one, are strong, and the word of God abides in them. Is it true? It's true, but now let's look at our young believers in our church.
Ndizona, koma tentone anyamaga mumpingo wathu.
Is it true?
Kodi ndizona?
Well, there's some trouble there, isn't there?
Ari vuka ndithu pamenepo, sicho chokodi.
You see, this is the area that we need to grow in our faith. So first of all, let me talk about the victory.
Victory.
You've overcome. You've overcome is in the past
tense.
Our chief enemy is the evil one. But even that, we have overcome the evil one. Now if we've overcome the evil one, that means we've overcome everything.
Nothing else overcome. That's a powerful statement that John's saying. It's similar to what he said in 1 John chapter
5, verse 4.
Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
Notice.
Born of God. So if you're a child, you have that new life. What that means, you're going this way. You're
going to
come the evil one.
You're probably saying, wow, I've been a pastor for so years and I still don't feel like I've overcome the evil one.
Then we know we know that come in the kalambusa zazambiri. Kuma sindi mpatimu kutinda mgonjetsa wipale.
But you have.
Kuma muda mgonjetsa.
It's just we don't believe.
Kuma kutini first to kubila jabi.
It's the default of our broken faith.
It's
that doubt has come in.
The truth
is there. But it reveals the need that we haven't yet fully believed. You see, so there's that victory. We have overcome. Let's think about strength. You're strong.
You know, I'm strong.
You know, I think of my boys. Some of you might have seen these pictures up here. But they like to wrestle with each other. Go down on the grass. And then the house shakes. They're wrestling. They're fighters. They're getting strong. I see my son's arms get fatter than mine. I think I still can beat him. Maybe not. I'm wrestling. A year ago, I did. Probably not now. He's been lifting weights and exercising. I've been riding. Not keeping up with him. But you know, the young people like the strength. They like to run, play ball. So God has created in a spiritual way. He's trying to help us see this is where you learn to fight. And when I have confidence, I can win. I'm ready. Now, if I don't have that confidence, I back off. I give in. You see the importance of faith. You know, strength helps us learn to cope with our feelings. I feel like giving up. I can't do it.
Can you identify an area in your life where you feel like that?
Kodi munga present there moyo wangu pamene munga fika pa utinda fika po tera pa ndingachite.
God says love your wife.
Mulungu akunena kuti mumkonde mkazi wangu.
I love everybody in the world but my wife.
Ndimakonda anthu onse dzulo nsapanso mkazi wanga.
But my wife, right? Not my wife.
Osati mkazi wanga.
You know, I know God says love, but I can't do it.
Ndimaona kuti Mulungu amati ndimkonde mkazi wanga, koma mune sitichita choncho.
I gave up.
Ndafika pote abasi ndazisiya.
Or I have a fear.
Mune ndimanta.
Fear that we'll go hungry.
Mune manta kuti ndikhala ndinjala.
And it hangs on me every day.
Ndinhawe zonse basi manta ndinjala.
Or fear of my ministry.
Kabena manta kuti utumikwanga mwina supita patsogolo.
I started one church, it failed.
Nambe kuti ine mpingo na usuda pite patali.
I don't know if God can ever use me.
Sindi dziwa ngati Mulungu akuzo ndikwitsa nchito mdala imene.
I feel like giving up.
Ndimaona kuti abasi apapo ndingozisiya.
You see, if we go by our feelings,
mwana tikatitichita zinthu potenga zimene tikumva mmoyo wathu.
It would be like the evil, letting the evil one get on our bike.
Zikanda kuti tamulela oyibayo kuti akoleka njinga yathu.
And control the steering wheel.
Ndene yeye azongolera.
Our legs are going.
Ndene pamina kubalasa njinga ija.
But the evil one, the steering.
Oyibayo ali kuendetsa, ali kongolera.
What's going to happen when the evil one starts steering?
Kuti chikonzo chinga ndichani pamina oyibayo ali kongolera, ali pachongolero.
He's going to beat you now.
Ndiye apita kumene simufuna mupita.
He's going to make you crash.
Akoza kugotha.
Tell me, why would you trust the evil one and not God?
Mudzuze mfajani mukoza kukhulupira oyibayo, koma osakhulupira Mulungu.
Do you think he let you down?
Ndimugandisa kuti Mulungu akoza kukusiyani.
Or you let him down.
Kamene imiyo ndamene mukamusiyani.
No hope.
Pali chiyembekezo.
No faith.
Pamene pali chiyembekezo pali chikhulupiriro.
Let us look at 1 Corinthians
10:13.
No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man, and God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure. 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
chapter 10, verse 13. Sichinakugwerani inu chiyeso koma chaumunthu koma Mulungu ali wakhulupirika amene sadzalola inu kuyesedwa koposa kumene mukhoza koma pamodzi ndi chiyeso adzayikanso kwakulumukirako kuti mudzakhoze kupitirako.
What does he say?
Mulungu akuti
there is no temptation that's overtaken you.
Palibe mayesero amene adzakugonjetsani inu.
Then he clarifies it. The temptation you face or temptations other people face. You feel like you're the only one that faces that. He says, no, it's not. Many other brothers and sisters face that. But in the time that you're facing that temptation, God is faithful. Say that with me. God is faithful. Say it again with me. God is faithful. Say it again with me. God is faithful. Where's God? He's faithful. Can you trust him? Yes. Can you always trust him? Yes. Can you trust him for that difficulty? Yes. Can you trust him for loving your wife? Yes. God is faithful. He will never allow you to be tempted beyond your ability. Did you ever feel like I can't help it? Take the truth. That's a phony. That's not true. Whatever you're facing.
physical problems, money problems, relationship problems, ministry problems. Doesn't matter. Don't be deceived. The truth of God's here. He says, I will provide a way. There's no temptation. So what he's saying is this. In his sovereign ability, and strength, he so watches over his people that no matter what we face, or when we face it, we can always stand up and have confidence that God has a way through. Oh, the jungle stick. It's thick, you can't walk through. God made a way. We'll come into parts of our life when we don't know where we're going. It's all black, it's all dark. But the light will shine when you remember 1 Corinthians
10:13.
There's a way and there's a purpose. He says he provides a way because so you can endure. That's what I mean. You are strong. Yeah. I can do it.
Because of what is.
It doesn't matter who challenges me. It could be a sneak attack. I'm not looking. Catches me off guard. I'm down.
You're
going to stay down? Nope. You're going to stand back up. Because you're strong. He made you so you can endure. Oh, but maybe the enemy's going to come in with his full force. You're
going
to have some big dream about some demon. Saying you feel so small. Ah, but you remember God's word. I'm going to stand. I'm not going to step back. I'm
going to
step forward. And I'm
going
to see the enemy come. Our faith is in God's word. Our faith is in what God said he was true about him and us. Our faith is not saying it over and over again. I believe, I believe, I believe. There's a false philosophy called positivism that is like that. They say whatever you believe comes true. That's baloney. He says you believe God and believe God's word. Trust God's word. That's so we might feel like we need to give up. But we don't need to. We talked about that we have the victory. That we have the strength. Well, he also showed us one more thing. It's the word of God abides in you. I call it meditation. Meditation is not memory.
Meditation is where the word of God comes through and I begin to reflect on it.
kulingalira ndi mawu a mulungu waerenga wawamva ndene kukhala ndi nthawi yolingalira kuti kodi akufuna kutanthauza chani.
Of course it's meditation on God's word.
Inde tikombeza kulingalira mawu a mulungu.
But that very seed of life that he put in us,
koma mbewu ija mulungu amayika mwa ife,
it resonates, it grows and nourishes when the word of God comes in.
Imamela ndipo imakula ndipo imatilimbikitsa kuti letsa kuti patse zimene mawulunga amafuna.
If you have a seed that's growing, a mango plant,
mukana mbewu ikukula tielekeze mtengo wa mango,
you give it water,
mothilira mango,
you give it sun,
komanso mafuna kuti pakhale
mvula, protect it,
komanso mafuna
kuti pakhale mvula,
yena akumakula.
What do you need to give a believer to grow?
Kuti munthu akule akhulupirira mulungu kupatsa chani?
The word of God,
mawu a mulungu.
It was born of the seed of the word of God.
Anabado mbeu ya mawu a Mulungu.
And it comes to life with the word of God.
Ndibaba kwendimo ya mawu a Mulungu.
But I ask you, are you students of the word of God?
Amandu kufunza, kodi ndi kufunzira mawu a Mulungu?
Do you study? Do you meditate?
Kodi mumalenga, kodi mumalingalira mawu a Mulungu?
Sometimes preachers just want the people to hear.
Hezambira aliki, amango funa kuti anthu amene akwalalikira amve.
That's not good enough.
Isodisizoinera,
you got to bring them to love God's word.
You may not have figured to put me down on the mawu.
So they go home and they study it.
Kutapita kunyumba akalalenga mawuwo.
They begin to reflect on.
Kutakambe kulingalira zimene mawu ngali kufotokoza.
I know this challenges.
Ndikudziwa kuti pali mavuto osiyana siyana.
But there's also opportunity.
Koma ndinene zona pali somwalo.
Let's look at Joshua 1:8.
Tentone Joshua 1 Mega 8.
Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
Bukwili lachilamulo lisachoke pauma pako, koma ulingaliremo usana ndi usiku, kuti usamalire kuchita monga mazonse zolembedwamo, popeza ukatero udzakometsa njira zako. Mudzachita mwanzeru.
You know Joshua was going to take Moses' command.
Kumbukani kuti Yoswa amaenda kula malo ma Mose ngati mtsogoleri wa Israel.
Moses couldn't cross the Jordan River into the promised land.
Mose sadadutse nawo sadoloke nawo Yordan kuwa mdziko la malonjezano.
Now if Joshua was going to cross over, he did.
Ndipo Yoswa ndamene adzaloke Yordan ndipo adaloka.
But what was his success dependent upon?
Koma kodi chipambano chake chidakhazikika pachani?
Did you notice what it was on?
Kodi mukudziwa chinsinsiswe chinalipo?
The law, the book of the law, that means in this case it was actually the first 5 books of the Bible.
Mawu a Mulungu ndipo nthawi zake za Yoswa. Anali mabuku 5 ya Joramba chipangano chake.
Shall not depart from your mouth.
Ndipo kulimene lachira mulo lisachoka pakamwa pako.
You meditate on it day and night.
Ndipo ulingaliremo usana ndi usiku.
So that it might shape your behavior.
Kuti zikonza kutandiza kuti moyo wako kheme zimene Mulungu amafuna.
And then you will be prosperous.
Ndipo pamenepo udzakhala pambano.
You know, some preachers say give and then it will be prosperous.
Ayambira manero kuti perekani ndipo mudzalemera.
God's word says meditate on his word, you'll be prosperous.
Koma mawulungu akuti lingalirani mawulungu ndipo mudzalemera.
Why?
Chifachani.
Because it's the word of God that is what makes us grow and connect with God himself.
Chifukwa ndi mawulungu amene amatithandizira ife kuti tikule ndikulumikizana nawe Mulungu.
You know, there's some pastors they preach in one church for 3 years.
Kodi ndimukudziwa kuti pala busa ena malalikira mu mpingo umodzi modzi omwewo zakazita.
And then they look for another church.
Ndipokena akamachoka kupita nsuku mpingo wina.
They only have 3 years worth of sermons and they repeat it over and over again.
Ndino zvimene zvichinga zvekuti mauthenga amene ali nawo ndazakazita zvokhazo. Ndakapita kwina kubasa mangobwenesa bwenesa zomwezo.
They have like a pond.
Amakhalanga kuti basi adangokhazikitsa
the pond dries up.
Kachitsamba ndipo kachitsamba
kwakangoma.
Basi amangopita abe patsogolo.
God doesn't want that way.
Mulungu safuna tizizacho.
He wants you go down to the well of life.
Amafuna ife ndi zone seti zipita pamalo pamene pali madzi amoyo.
He wants you make you students of God.
Amafuna kuti ifoni kale kufunzira mawaka Mulungu.
And the only way you can become a student is shape your discipline of your life.
Ndipo chimene amafuna ndi kuti mawu Mulungu asunthe moyo wathu nati sinthe nati patse chikhalidwe chimene
Mulungu. Do you realize that when Jesus fought temptation?
Kodi mumadziwa kuti pamene Yesu adakumana ndi mesero?
He didn't say stand back people want
Satan ndinokuti Satan ayima.
Instead, he quoted God's word. It doesn't seem to be what most people are doing today. If Jesus meditated on God's word, should not we?
Pull
out the sword, which is the word of God. Most of us, our sword, what does it look like?
He said,
well, where is it? Oh, there it is.
Oh,
it's all rusty. And you wonder why you face problems. And you wonder why there's no faith. Who are you blaming? Doesn't God point us right here? Let the word of God abide in you. Success will come when we allow the word of God to direct our hearts and minds. We'll never stop enjoying and meditating in God's
word.
It will go right into the Father stage. But it is at this stage is where the young person learns to combine God's word with his experience. I feel this. But what does God's word say? Oh, it says I'm strong. I don't feel strong. But I am strong. Oh, yeah. Faith has come. I'll fight. So the young person doesn't have any experience. Very little experience. He hasn't mastered how to do that. And so Satan often gets him down. Go down. But he reads God's word, he comes back up. And what is meant to happen in this 3 years' time? Is that we learn, the young person, the young believer, it doesn't matter age, by the way. I say young believer, but it could be a new believer that just, at 60 years old, that just came to know the Lord. And it's not saying just the men, young men, it's talking about men or women. He's just keeping the physical illustration very clear. The same is true with brothers and sisters. So we're strengthened for the challenges ahead. This is a time we're mastering these things. And so we find that as we grow strong through the Word of God, that you've overcome. You are strong. The word of God abides in you. If we find that we're weak or there's disillusioned Christians, know that it's because of the lack of the word of God and therefore the lack of faith. So we have inexperience. We have instability. We have lots of temptations. But God allows the stage because that's where he's learning. Let's go back to the physical analogy for a minute. The babe is learned, is fed. Okay, the babe is fed. But the young man's no longer fed. He learns to feed himself. So we need to teach the people how to feed themselves. The pastor likes to feel great because He feeds the sheep.
That's true.
But shame on you if you never tell your sheep how to feed. We're going to face some difficulties. Later on, I'm going to share a little bit more how we actually work this through a little bit more personally. Because what I want you to think about, okay, who is struggling with some kind of temptation in our congregation? What I want you to start thinking about is, Lord, you've made me to go and help that person to overcome that temptation.
Are you going to
go up and say, oh, I cast out the evil one?
Well, yeah, the evil one's there.
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
But unless that person has faith,
the
evil one's going to come back in. What you need to do is start teaching him how to overcome and grow in faith. But one won't influence him. When John said, you've overcome the evil one, you have. But sometimes our answers and solutions are superficial. I want you to start thinking, what am I going to say, and how am I going to minister to that brother or sister? He's been a believer for 15 years. He's back here. I'm not going to help him over his drinking. I don't know how to help him over his gambling. I don't know how to help him over his lying. I don't know how to help him over his deceiving. For that matter, how do I help myself over deceiving? I deceive people all the time. I make them think that I don't have sin. And when I do that, I'm deceiving everybody. I brought sin in the pulpit. The evil one's in my pulpit. What am I going to do? Make sure you come after lunch, I'll tell you. I so wish I had someone to help me when I was young. Oh, I faced many years of different kinds of battles with sins. I was on the ground a whole lot of times. Look like a defeated Christian. We need people to mentor us. Those people who have faith can go to another and start sharing, encouraging, identifying, providing solutions, letting the word of God come in there. They begin to take one step. They take another step. Oh, they might slip back. But you're right there. You take another step. Another one. Another one. Another one. Another one. You come back. It's hard because they haven't done it right from the beginning.
ndizovuta popeza kuyambira pachiyambi sada chitebwino.
Discipleship relationship.
Ubale umene umafunika kuti ukhalepo pamene tiumbana wina ndi mzake.
It doesn't stop with a new believer.
Sizima kapena sizithera pa msinkhu wakuti ukadali mnyamata mu mzimu.
Because we'll always find other believers
to find
that need to overcome.
Tidzapeza okhulupira wena amene iwonso afune kuti agonjetse.
More than often, our opportunity is to disciple in this way. Will we be with those people who are in great defeat? My husband just left me. What am I
going to
do with my five children? That's kind of late. We need to start thinking about being proactive.
Tenela kwamba kuganiza kuti zinthu zisanongeke tizichita pokana.
Making God's people strong.
Kuti tilimbikitse ndi kupata mphamvu anthu a Mulungu.
Empowering them.
Kupata mphamvu ndi kuthekera.
Victory.
Chigonjetso.
Strength.
Mphamvu.
Meditation.
Kulingalira mawu a Mulungu.
We'll see God raise up the church.
Ndipo tikatero tidzona Mulungu.
And usher us to the front seat of being a mature believer. So this stage is temporary. But God's given every believer the strength to overcome the evil one.
Might
feel like giving up, but we are victors in Christ. You ready for the battle? Tell the Lord right now. I can see some of you are fighting right now. You got areas that you don't know how to handle. Invite God in. And then that will be the beginning of hope. You have a way of doing it? I'm glad because I don't. I'm with you though. And you hang on to his arm. And he will hold on to you. Let's close in prayer. Father Almighty, you have made us strong in Christ. You have brought the word of God to dwell richly in our hearts. Forgive us, Lord. For
you are
so neglected your word. And even if we have your word, we don't believe it. Oh Lord, empower and strengthen us. It's time the church of God arises. The evil one has been all over us. Sometimes he's in our pulpit. And I allow him to influence my life. Oh Lord, let it be no longer. In the name of Jesus, we come. Make your church strong. Let the word of God dwell richly, Lord. And that you be glorified through our lives. We got a lot of disciples to disciple, Lord. We need a lot of wisdom. We pray, God, that you would help us be faithful. That your name might be glorified. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Concludes this session. Session 6, the flow level 2. The overcomer from 1 John 2:12-14. The path of discipleship, levels 1, 2, and
3.
Discovering love, establishing hope, and strengthening faith. Initiating spiritual growth in the church.
kuyambitsa kukula kwa moyo wa uzimu mu mpingo.
By Paul Bucknell.
Opunzitsa Paul Bucknell.
Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda.
Ndipo Roderick Banda adamasulira kuchoka ku Chingerezi kupita ku Chichewa.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Kupangitsa kuti chonadi cha Mulungu chitumikire pakati pa anthu onse mu badiono watsopano.